Afternoon, folks. Good to have you with us again for another short devotional message. Got this doll with me here today, Snow White, I think it is, and it just reminds me of a story that happened many years ago. I was teaching a Sunday school class. I was probably about 19 or 20 years of age, maybe even a little bit younger than that, maybe 18. And my brother was at university, mum and dad were away visiting him, and I was at home alone. And so I taught this Sunday school class. There was a little girl that came to the Sunday school class. She was about 5 years of age at the time, maybe even a little bit younger, maybe around four or five years of age. And every Sunday she came along to church with her favourite doll. It was a little bit like this, maybe slightly smaller. And I think it was her favourite toy. Never left her. She brought it with her week after week after week. And then on that particular Sunday that I was home alone, she left the little doll behind. And I picked it up, I went out to try to find her, but she had gone, and I thought, well, I'll bring it back for her next Sunday. And that didn't happen, because I came home, I left the doll on the coffee table in the living room. At that time, we had a big black Labrador dog. His name was Ben. He didn't have much sense. And I was sitting, eating my lunch. I'd let the dog in, and I assumed that the dog was sitting down. And then all of a sudden I could hear this sort of crunching sound, a pulling sound, something getting crunched on or bitten. And you know where the story's going. I turned around and there's the dog underneath the coffee table, and the little doll lying in bits all around its feet, an arm here and a leg there, and a couple of puncture holes in the skull. It looked like a murder picture. It was awful. And the first thing that I thought is, what am I going to tell this little girl whenever she asks for her doll? I was worried about it. I didn't know what to do. Went to one of the toy shops in the town, took the bits and pieces of the doll that were with me, found the same brand of doll, slightly different hair colour, slightly different dress, but it was the same size, same brand, same type of doll. And I bought this brand new doll, and I thought, well, I'll give her this doll. I'll try to explain what's happened in a nice way so she doesn't get traumatised, and hopefully she will take it well. So a lot of prayer went up that week. I didn't want this wee girl's heart to be broken or traumatized or stopped coming to Sunday school. And so next week came, went along to Sunday school, had this bag with me, the new doll and the little package inside. And soon as she came through the door, she came running over and she asked me, what about my doll? Did I leave my doll behind here last week? And then I just had to try to gently break the news to her. And I said something along the lines of, yes, you did. You left your doll behind last week. And she says, well, do you have it for me this week? And I said, no, not just as simple as that. I said, I took your doll home to try to keep her safe. And a lovely big dog came and he liked your doll. And he took the wee doll away in its mouth. And she just kind of looked at me. And then I handed her the bag and says, but I've got another doll for you, member of the same family, and I hope you like it. And she opened the package, and I was quite surprised. She just smiled, a big smile came across her face, and she was so happy to get the new doll. And I just thought, wow, what a relief. She was so kind, so gracious about it. She didn't cry or get annoyed, and she was quite happy to get a brand new doll. I don't know if I would have been as happy at that age. Of course, I didn't play with dolls, but if it was like for like cars or some other thing, I always had my favourites. But she was quite happy to get a brand new doll. And as I was thinking about that, it reminded me of what we read about in the Word of God. Whenever it comes to the coming again of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, these bodies of ours are getting older, aren't they? Look at this hair of mine, it's going grey. Teeth aren't so good. My wife tells me my hearing's bad. Had to get glasses recently. I wake up in the morning, aches and pains, shoulders not so good, back's a little bit sore from time to time, problems with my feet. We just feel that we're getting old, don't we? And sometimes these bodies of ours are getting tired and getting weary. But the Christian has a wonderful hope. We read in 1 John chapter 3, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And then it goes on to say in the second verse, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And the Bible speaks about being justified, our sins forgiven, or being declared righteous. being sanctified, set apart, and then growing in grace, and then one day being glorified. And these bodies of ours that are so subject to pain and sickness and decay and infirmity, and many of you are going through difficult times. I know many of those who listen in are going through hard times. You're tired, you're frail, you're weak in your body. But there's a day coming whenever Jesus Christ is going to come back again. And these bodies of ours, the Bible says, are going to be raised up incorruptible. And in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. And this corruption shall put on incorruption. This mortal shall put on immortality. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 20. For our conversation is in heaven. Our citizenship, our conversation is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says the Son of God, the Saviour, is going to come back again from heaven. You read about that in Acts chapter 1 and many other places in Scripture. The Lord is coming back again. And it says in verse 21 that whenever he comes again, he shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. And friends, I'm looking forward to that day when we see the Saviour. I'm looking forward to that day whenever we'll see him face to face and these bodies of ours will be changed forever. Paul says, in light of the coming again of Christ and the rising up of the church to meet him in the air, the resurrection of those who have gone on before, comfort one another with these words. By and by, we're going to see him and he's going to change us and we'll receive glorified bodies. Let's focus on these things. Read about it a little bit more in your Bibles. 1 Corinthians 15 is a great chapter. And may God bless you in these days. Thank you for listening, and we trust that you're ready to meet the Lord.